Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez. I'm a program manager in the Windows Partner App Experiences team, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about user acquisition with Facebook App Install Ads. Before I go and show you Facebook App Install Ads, I do want to talk about why the user acquisition. For some people, it's very straightforward. If you're Netflix and you have a subscription service and you can acquire a user for $1 and the user comes in and pays $7 to install your app, then great. Huge ROI for you, you're done. For other people, there's benefits to user acquisition that are a little bit more indirect, but they're also very impactful. Imagine you're launching your app, you submit it to the store, and you go acquire some users. And these users will come and start downloading your app and rating it, and they're going to start telling their friends about it. And there's this healthy cycle that happens where your store starts ranking on the store. And now people come to the store and they see it in top downloads or top paid. And they start discovering your app without you having to acquire those users. So there's a very healthy cycle that happens as your application creates activity. And that's the most common reason for people to do user acquisition. Final reason is, for example, if you're running a beta and you need to go acquire some users so that you can capture some feedback from specific audience, you can go target some users, go target a specific region, and capture all that input, and then launch a game when you're ready that is actually being proven already. So there's many more reasons, but let's go show you how to create your first Facebook app install ad. So I'm going to go right here into the browser. And I'm going to go right here to facebook.com/ads/create. And you'll see this is the default UI that you're going to land in when you want to create your campaign. So in this case, I'm going to create a campaign for this application called Collecto, written from by a peer of mine. I'm going to copy their URL right here to the Windows Store catalog so we can use it for our ad. So let's just call it Collecto Sample. This is our campaign name. And then I'm going to go here and say, I want to create app installs. And I'm going to go ahead and create my ad. So you saw me copy the URL. Here with Facebook, if I want to create my ad, I have a list of apps that I've pre-registered with Facebook that are already identified as Windows Store apps or mobile apps, and it gives me the ability to create an ad for it. But in this case, I want to create an ad for Collecto, so I'm going to just paste that URL. And what Facebook is going to do is going to go to the catalog for the Windows Store, download all the metadata, and make all of that available for me to actually use that within my ad. And they're also going to use part of that metadata to link people onto the store. You'll see in a minute how that works. So now we go into some of the Facebook functionality. As you can see here, I can create my audience. By default, they defaulted to United States. So I'm going to make my ad available a little more wider than that. So I'm just going to change this to worldwide. And then I'm going to go in there and use some of their targeting functionality. I'm going to leave, for example, age as default. Age to 65 is fine. I'm going to leave all gender as any individual who wants to install it would be great. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to target very detail in the demographic here to a special interest. The application is called Collecto, and it's for collectors. So I can come back here and use some of Facebook's great targeted capabilities to say, hey, I want to target people who are interested in collecting things. That way, anybody who's already collecting things might look at my app and say, hey, I could use that to manage some of the items I collect. So I'm going to use that for that. I'm going to leave the placements as a default, but you'll see right here that what Facebook is doing for Windows 10 applications is they're going to show the ads in the newsfeed, which is going to be both the web and the desktop application newsfeed. So as you know, Facebook has a lot of users, and lots of them come through the web. Other ones are already using the UWP application, so both of them will be served ad. I can leave my budget here as the default, since you know this is just a little sample. And then here in optimizations, I'm going to do link clicks because that's what Facebook supports today. But later on, when we get into the code, I'm also going to show you what code to add in order for you to do app installs. So we'll see that in a minute. With that, I'm just going to click continue. And now I'm ready to create my ad. And you'll see a few things here. Facebook gives me different options. In this case, I want a single image ad. So I'm just going to click single image. And you'll see that Facebook goes into the Windows Store catalog and downloaded some of the metadata. But I want to use a different image for my ad here. So I can also say browse library and click on an image that I uploaded earlier, so that I use this image for my ad. You can see here, they downloaded some of the text from the catalog, but I could also override it. I could override the headline or my text, and then override my call to action. So for example here, I can say, you know, my call to actions install now, because that's what the app's going to do. So in this case, my ask right here is ready, and all I would have to do is place my order. This is a demo, so I'm not going to go ahead and submit the ad. But here's what the ad would look like once it's in production after I hit place order. I'll show you right here. This is my Facebook newsfeed, and I submitted a sample of this ad already. So you can see here, as I scroll through my newsfeed, I have this native ad. It's immersive in the newsfeed. It's on the way. I kind of like have to scroll through it. So it calls my attention much better than a banner ad or something that's on the side. And you can see here, it's for Collecto. I can see if any of my friends have interacted with it, like who's using it. And then there's an install now button here. And when I click it, it actually launches the Windows Store, and now I'm ready to install my app. That's the experience that your user are going to get with a Facebook app install ad. So it's a seamless experience. It's all very smooth, and it works really well. Now, let's go into the code that we would have to add, again, like I said earlier, to do the install attribution. So I'm going to minimize the browser here, and I'm going to go into this universal project right here. This is actually pretty empty universal project. It's the default code that comes out of the template. And what I have here is I'm going to go into references and say manage NuGet package, so add a NuGet package reference, go right here into my browse, and enter WinSDKFB. That's the name of the Facebook SDK. If you're already using the Facebook SDK in your app, you do have to make sure you have the latest. The version that has install attribution is version 0.13 and later. So just make sure you install the latest. It's always backwards compatible, so you'll be fine. In this case, I'm just going to go ahead and click install. And that adds a reference to the WinSDK. And then I can go here into my app.xaml. And as part of my activation code, I want to let Facebook know that in this case, the ad worked and that it was the application has been launched after the user installed it. So I'm just going to go here and then say Windows SDK Facebook. I could obviously use a using, so I don't have to do the namespace over and over. But in this case, I'll leave it like that. And then first of all, I'm going to say, you know, set my app ID so that Facebook knows what it came from. I did not memorize it, so I'm just going to use 123456. That's not my real app ID. And then I'm going to go back and say FBSDK app events. This is the one piece of code, it's only one line, but it's the one piece of code that you absolutely have to have. Activate app. What's doing underneath the scenes is that, you know, this activate app call goes into your app and gets the campaign ID for which your app was installed. It grabs the campaign ID and then it sends it to Facebook so that Facebook can attribute the install. This happens only once. I'm putting it right here on my activation code, and I'm never, you know, checking if I've done it once before or anything like that. The SDK does that already for you, so you can just include it here and know that safely it's going to do it once, and then the next time it's going to come out and say, hey, activate app, and it's going to say, oh, I already credited this install, so it doesn't send the attribution again. So it does it only once with regards to the attribution. And that's it. That's all the code you need, and now Facebook knows that your install worked. So that's all you need. You've seen how to create your ad. You've seen the code to add your app. Let's just recap a little bit of what we saw with regards to Facebook and the value of their ads. So first of all, you saw that, you know, we had all the Facebook broad reach available to us, right? Anybody who's using the newsfeed. Facebook has billions of users, and anybody who's using the newsfeed can actually get those ads. You saw some really great targeting of demographics. The ability to get into a person's interests or hobbies is obviously very impactful. You saw that the native ad format is very immersive. It's in my newsfeed. It's hard to ignore. It's very, you know, it's elegant. It's clean. It's actually very smooth for you to click on it and go into the store and install your application. So everything is there. You also see there's some social and promotion activities, right? You can see if people are using your app. You can, you know, like the ad. You can do certain things there. And all of those information that Facebook is gathering for who they're showing your app to, you know, how it's working, are going in there back into Ads Manager so that you can go in there and optimize your campaigns as you go. Today, we did a basic ad, and all we did is set a budget. But with Ads Manager, you can go in there and set budgets, set timelines, really optimize, really target your demographics, go into different regions, do, you know, A/B testings and other things. So there's a lot of capabilities that you can do with Ads Manager And that's why you would want to use something that powerful. That's it. To get started again, we do have a little cheat sheet that has all the three steps that we just showed you. You can go to developers.facebook.com documentation. Right here is the link. And you'll see there the three steps that I just showed you. It's very simple. Register your app with Facebook, then add the Activate app that I one-liner that I added, that I showed you, and then create your ad and go ahead and launch it. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions or if you run into any problems, feel free to contact me on Twitter or GitHub or email. And thank you very much for coming.